Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org. Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I wanna know, do you love me anymore? He's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch. Oh yeah, he's a mojo king. I tell you, that man who runs. That guy back there beating the drums. This lady said that he could really hum a hum a hum. He's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch. Uh-huh. He's a mojo king. I tell y'all, his man.
your daughter must be crazy. I'm a born to be land deal. I made a deal with your daughter. That's why she fell in love with me. Oh, we did, man. We'll be right back.
impact on over the health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Just like a rainbow, I'm fading away. Papa leaves me most every day. Oh, he don't mean me no good. Why, you know, I only wish he would. I've almost gone insane. I'm forever trying to call his name. Look what you're doing. Think what you're doing. Oh, Papa, you caused my ruin. You caused me ruin. All my money I give to you. You make me mean and awfully blue. Oh, you'll miss me. You'll long to kiss me. Regret the day you ever quit me. Oh, Papa, think when you're always from home. I give you money, I don't want me no how, but you will love me one day somehow. And Papa, Papa, you won't have no mama at all. When you're always from home, I give you money, you don't want me no how, but you will love me someday somehow. And Papa, Papa, you won't have no mama at all.
Thank you. Some of them dying about that. Everybody's fighting about spoon. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon. Well, it could be a spoon full of diamonds. It could be a spoon full of gold. Well, just a little spoon of your precious love satisfies my soul. Men lying about that. Some of them crying about that. Some of them dying about that. Well, everybody's fighting about spoon. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon. Sand. Well, just a little spoon of them 45 said you're from another man. Been lying about that. Some of them crying about that. Some of them dying about that. Well, everybody's fighting about spoon. Oh, that spoon, that spoon, that spoon.
Shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. You know you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. Kept on shaking me, darling. Oh, you messed up my happy home. You know you moved me, baby, just like a hurricane. You know you moved me, baby, just like a hurricane. Oh, you know you move me, darling, just like a earthquake move the land. Oh, sometime I wonder what my poor wife and child go to. Oh, sometime I wonder what my poor wife and child go to. Hey, you know you made me mistreat them, darling. Whoa, I'm madly in love with you. Shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
While I'm sitting here crying alone, won't you help me please? I'm sitting here begging and rock by.
bottom. I'm sitting here crying alone. Please save me. I'm sitting here begging. At rock bottom. Don't know how I got down here. Fighting my faith and fears. Flying high till I came down. Crashing to the ground. Helpless and hopeless now. My spirit been chained and bound. My soul still seeking truth, but I'm baptized in 100 rooms. I'm sitting here crying alone. Won't you help me, please? I'm sitting here begging. At rock bottom. I'm sitting here crying alone. Please save me. I'm sitting here begging. At rock bottom. Crazy anger, depression, grieving, resentment, admission, acceptance, forgiveness, redemption. I'm sitting here crying alone. Won't you help me, please? I'm sitting here begging. At rock bottom, I'm sitting here crying alone. Please save me. I'm sitting here begging.
Talk to strangers, you always hear it said. They only take advantage, get it through your head. But I get so lonely, ain't got a man. Looking to meet somebody any way I can. Talking to strangers, trying to meet somebody new. Talking to strangers. That's all I can do. Find me a lover. Find me a friend. Find me somebody before this long night ends. Strangers, won't someone treat me right? A little human kindness to get me through the night. World full of lovers. Everybody's got a mate. Gotta find somebody before it gets too late. Talking to strangers, trying to meet somebody new. Talking to strangers, that's all I can do. Find me a lover. Find me a friend. Find me somebody. Guess your sign. Have I seen you here before? Or is this your first time? How about the weather? Does it look like rain? Are you the man I need to take away this pain? Talking to strangers to
till it's time to go home, talking to strangers. This place is closing, calling it a night. Put the chairs on the table, turn off the lights. But I'll be back tomorrow in the dress I love the most, looking for a lover, someone to hold me close. Talking to strangers, trying to meet somebody new. Talking to strangers, that's all I can do. Find me a lover, find me a friend, find me somebody before this long night ends. Strangers, ooh, strangers, oh.
Don't have no mercy in this land. Well, death don't have no mercy in this land. Well, he'll come to your house, but he won't stay long. Look in the bed, somebody be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land, where death will go in any family. In this land, oh, death will go in any family. In this land, oh, this land, where he'll come to your house, but he won't stay alone. Look in the bed. One of your family will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Well, you never take a vacation in this land. Death never takes a vacation in this land. In the bed, oh, your mama will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Death always in a hurry. don't have no mercy in this land, where they won't give you time to get ready in this land. No, they won't give you time to get ready in this land. Somebody will be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land.
Time has come to tell you how I feel. Oh, the time has come, baby. I want to tell you how I feel. My emotions are running wild. I don't think my heart will ever heal. What can I do? I want to know, what can I say? What more can I do? Tell me, what can I say? Well, you're a mean mistreater. Why do you do me this way? I toss all night. Sometimes I just can't help but cry. I toss all night long. I just can't help but cry. Little bit of that love, girl, you know Big Pete is satisfied. Yes, he is. Has come tell you how I feel. The time has come, baby. I want to tell you how I feel. Listen, my emotions running wild.
I don't think my heart will ever heal. Listen now, you took all of my money. You got the keys to the new car. Now you're talking about going on the other side of town. I guess you'd be out there just riding some of your dudes around. But let me tell you something. You need to come over and sit down and talk to Big Daddy, because he, that don't happen. I'm gonna tell you like it is, girl. Listen. Bring your fine self over here and sit down on my bed. I just want to talk to you, baby, and tell you how I feel. And look, you're looking so good and fine and stuff. And I like that little short dress you got on, too. Oh, my goodness. Makes me want to holler sometime, girl. Come here. I love what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. Girl, you better stop that. Oh, I love the way you put your body. I don't want you to shake it, because you might break it. That means that big feet have to fix it, too. Oh, you gonna give me my keys back? I appreciate that, honey. I see you done laid down my money, though. You can always come back and get a little bit if you need it. I mean, hey, Big Dad might be fussing, but he didn't eat it. He still love you. I mean, hey, we talk about it later. Okay, baby. Tell it like it is. Okay.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Now up above my head.
Up above my head.
You know
head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head. I hear music in the air.
And I really do believe.
Yes, I really do believe that
there's a heaven somewhere.
Heaven somewhere.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I see trouble in the air.
I see trouble in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I see trouble in the air.
I see trouble in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above
head.
My head.
I see trouble in the air.
I see oh. trouble in the air.
I really do believe.
Yes, I really do believe
that there's a heaven somewhere.
Let's start today with the Twitter files. There's a growing story being told by those on the right, in the MAGA crowd and elsewhere, that the left, whoever that is supposed to mean, is, quote, ignoring the Twitter files, which some are calling Orwellian and one of the greatest stories about censorship and injustice towards right-wing perspectives in decades or something. And I want to go through this and really break it down into its component parts. The first question is whether the left, and let's pretend we know exactly what they mean by that, the left is ignoring it. That is absolutely untrue. And in fact, I can really only speak for myself and others that I'm sort of aware of. But we've all been talking about it, and you can find numerous stories about the Twitter files on my YouTube channel and our podcast archives, etc. Now, invariably, the people who first say, David, you've been ignoring it, will see the things I've said, and they say, well, you're ignoring the main point, which is that Twitter and Biden and big tech censor the right and then also try to help the left by preventing negative stories. Well, so it's not that I'm ignoring it. It's that you don't like the conclusion I've come to. So let's talk about the reality of the Twitter files. If you are media literate and internet literate, and you look at this story and you look at the facts, you realize there is practically nothing there. Now, I won't say nothing there. I say practically nothing there, and we'll get to what there is there. But this Twitter file story is fundamentally a grievance story, the type of grievance story that the right loves to say the left is obsessed with. The right loves to say the left is all about grievance culture. I've been wronged because of my race, and I've been wronged because of my gender, and I've been wronged because of, you know, whatever, fill in the blanks. This is the story that the right loves to tell. And they say the left's got to move on from grievances and get something done. This is a grievance story. That's what this is. And it's a grievance story comprised of out of context anecdotes to point to a heavily biased conclusion supported by incomplete data at best. And that's like the most charitable analysis that I can give. The narrative that has been presented doesn't actually align with the content of the Twitter files. And there's a disconnect here that has left a lot of people wondering, why aren't the Twitter files being treated as a bigger deal? There's a mainstream media blackout on the Twitter files, and left-wing media, you won't talk about it. Initially, the story about the Twitter files was supposed to be government is censoring big tech companies, and big tech companies are censoring the right and helping the left. Eventually, it was revealed Twitter was making its own decisions about content on its platform, which the right has previously defended their right to do as a private company. And the government, by which they actually mean the Biden campaign, which wasn't even the government at the time, was calling to the attention of Twitter content they believed violated Twitter's terms of service, which it did, of nude images of Hunter Biden. Now, another aspect to the story was the Biden, again, they called it the Biden administration, but it was 2020. There was no Biden administration. The Biden administration was forcing the removal of content related to Hunter Biden. We later discovered that the Biden team was initially just using the normal methods to report content and later had email contacts that they could use at Twitter to say, hey, we believe this violates your terms of service. Importantly, the Trump administration also had access to the very same people at Twitter via email. So it was not unique to the Biden campaign. And at the end of the day, what the Biden team was asking to have removed was